Hi guys, welcome back to the Isadora Scarlett podcast where I don't laugh like a lady because I'm just not obligated to, like, plus I do whatever the hell I want, so I'm just, yeah. This is just gonna be a mini episode. So Kemunto has been trending a lot for selling Haru's cocoa to, like, basically politicians in Kenya, allegedly. And the girl is stating that she's making a lot of money and she has a WhatsApp group where, like, ladies can join. I don't know, there are people who are saying that you need to pay a fee to join. But we are so used to hearing the prostitute side of the story, we never hear the buyer side. And this is of, like, the men who are out here getting their services. And I think we need to hear stories from the men who have bought services from the ladies who usually stand in the streets, because those ones are the ones which are going to be interesting. There is a time I even saw a man, amenda to a prostitute. I was trying to talk to this prostitute, and I guess he didn't have that much money. And do you know where this conversation, like concluded? Hapo penye ili concludia. Yeah, basi kuja, nitakupea 50 bob basi. 50 bob! The reason I'm saying that we need to hear the men's side of the story is hakuna mtu akona madharau kuliko malaya kama hauna pesa. Those people can treat you like trash. There is a friend of mine who also told me that she came across a prostitute who was being approached by a client. And they were negotiating. This guy does not have any money. And I guess this guy only had a 100 bob. And so they couldn't even get a room to go do their business. This guy alipelewa tu mali kwa barabara. And as he was hitting it, this lady was like, "Eh, wacha kunigonga na nguvu na ndivyo unatoa tu 100 tu hapa." Oh my god. Shit. Kwa mwanaume ni ngumu. With prostitutes, some of them have goons waiting. If you cannot pay, they will make you pay. Utapigo. This is what I'm saying. Men need to give us their stories. I'm sure they have stories zavenye. Some of them are inuliwa na mashati like this by, like, big ass men. Eh, juu ya kukataa kulipa. Some of them have gotten beaten up, like, real good because they failed to pay. And I think this is, like, a very good format for that kind of world, because there are so many women, after they've given their services, a man just becomes violent so that you don't ask for the money because you become scared and you don't have anyone else to ask for the money. But now there are women who, you like chaos. I also like chaos. So they can actually fight you. And now there is the category of, I am not going to fight you, but I have people who will deal with you square. This is why I'm saying, like, we need this man's stories. They tell us when you wamefanya nishu wa uko na prostitutes. I love when these men are asking for rose cocoa in the streets. It's usually such a weird conversation. It first of all starts with the looks, like, I, you know, I'm from Nakuru, so there's, like, a street where, like, the, like, prostitutes stand, and it's such a weird place to be. Like, you just see how women have to deal with awkward men. Like, it's so weird. Like, some of them are mumbling, they cannot even talk loudly. There's even a guy I saw, he has his child's bag, like a very tiny backpack. Yeah, shule, he has it on like this, and he's just going, he's trying to talk to a prostitute like this. I'm a shina tu hapo if you haongei, lakini anafaa kuwa anaongea, like, it's, my god, this women must be exhausted. Men's awkwardness does not end when they're asking, like, for rose cocoa in the streets. It continues to even in person. Many dudes, if you took your time to, like, listen to them talk, to realize, oh my god, you are awkward. Like, it's never that serious. Talk to someone like a human being. There is a time a friend of mine was talking to a specific guy, and then she decided to introduce me to this specific guy. I think they met in school. And I remember just going to the guy and being like, hi, just keeping it short. And then I guess he tried to, like, have a conversation with me. But then, do you know how this guy was talking? I'm like, huh? Maybe I blast loud music. Like, I wear earphones to make a volume yote even after the warning. And now my ears are bad. Like, I probably have the hearing of an old person. This guy is like, I'm like, I'm sure my friend is going to see this na atakumbuka very well who we are talking about here. Ninini unasema? What are you saying? Baka I was like, jama, ebu ongea vizuri. You know, I know sometimes I can be abrasive, but come on. What is... I wish I was exaggerating. Men are the most awkward creatures walking on earth. That's like my conclusion. Anyway, I criticize men a lot. Maybe if I didn't do this, I'd be receiving voice notes. Come easy.
Like, I love you so much. It has been so many years that I've been after you. I love you so much, like. I cannot wait to fall down with you in the river, in the swimming pool. I love you so much, Alec. Thank you so much, baby. Give me your heart, please.
In the river, in the swimming pool. Men can lie. And this is why I was telling you guys, men are weird, men are awkward. This shit just keeps proving me right. I can only imagine sending this to a woman and then meeting her with her friends. And the way women are the meanest creatures existing on earth. They will look at you with their big eyes, laugh at you while they stare at you like, ha 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 ha. Women can make you cry. They can make you cry. And maybe this is why many men are very awkward around us. Like, maybe because they're the ones who get to approach us. So, and many of us make it so hard because we just stare at someone like, sa unasema? What are you saying? So maybe the person just decides. So Sauti Sol breaks up and then the universe decides to gift us Kaveve Kazozo. Magarbes wangu ni ma.com. Cash crop za nyandaro ni mawaru. Yengenje kanya tipi ni... I hope she gets people like around her who can help her grow as an artist. Kusababu, I don't know whether you remember, with the Gengeton artists, these kids were 2018-2019, it was so easy for them to be forgotten kusababu. First of all, it was not easy to criticize Gengeton at that time. It was either it was Gengeton ama unyamaze. And it was so obvious that this was not going to be that long-lived. It is just a mere wave. The people who are actually pretending to like this music, they're only liking it because it is sahizi ndio watu wanacheza. Just the other day, I saw someone say that kukua kienyeji ni kukua na nini Gengeton kwa playlist yako ya Spotify. And these are the same people who actually hyped this music a few years ago. So it's also like, it's like showing you that this artist need to grow. Waliambiwa hivo, it was being said, but people just wanted to combat this discussion with saying, I see this artist in the US, they keep talking about drugs and sex and boobs and women and all that. Kitu wako wana realize ni, ukiangalia vizuri, people do get bored. If you listen to this girl keenly, you'll realize her style of writing is just the same as that of those guys in 2018 and 2019. So if she grows as an artist, like her pen work improves, ataweza kukaa. Lakini if she continues writing the same way, she's just gonna get eclipsed. Angalia, someone like Triomio has his own vibe. Hakuna mtu mwenye naimba kama Triumio. I don't listen to his songs necessarily, but from what I've heard, like the little I've heard, hakuna mtu anaimba kama yeye.
Sometimes I usually wish I had someone to do this podcast with so that I can gossip properly here. Eh? And get like comfortable. Because naifanyanga peke yangu and I just look like a mad woman speaking to the camera. Anyway, bye.